honestly, a piece of me wants the Prince to maybe ask for Wilder and Usyk to fight out there to then kind of earn that fourth fight, make it worth the public's while, so to speak. Would you be okay with it if it went down that way?
I'm sorry, say it again, champ.
Would you be okay if it was, you know, Wilder Usyk to earn the shot at Fury?
No, I think he's definitely earned it. I mean, back to back, your boy AJ, like, I think he's earned it, and he wants the Fury fight.
Well, Usyk. I meant the other way around. Obviously, the Usyk-Fury fight, it just isn't, it looks like it's not happening. You know what I mean? And there's no interest, really. There's no interest from the American public. So I'm saying the Saudi prince should pay for Wilder Usyk. And if Wilder can get through Usyk, then that makes the Fury 4 fight more possible and more realistic.
I mean, yeah, that'd be throwing Wilder a blessing.
Oh, of course. I mean, look, it's not me. I'm just saying they couldn't get it together for Fury Usyk. I don't know why. Saudi didn't offer any big money for them. I don't know why.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh, of course we know. They've been negotiating for damn near a year, bro. Are you kidding me?
Saudi was rumored for a while, though.
And it didn't happen. But Fury was invited, not Usyk.
I mean, Fury's brother was fighting.
I mean, tomato, tomato, bro. Tomato, tomato. I don't think it was a coincidence that Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder were there. What was Wilder doing there if not for a Fury or a Ruiz fight, you know? And why not get Fury there to double? He was not in the corner for his brother. He was in the stands, with the fans.
Yeah, bro. Cheering on his brother. That's all I'm saying. I think Wilder Ruiz is more realistic. I think I don't even know that I want to see Wilder Usyk right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I think that's what levels the playing field. You know, if Usyk can beat Wilder, that's, you know, arguably Fury's greatest win. I know some may give him more credit for the unified champion who defended his titles for 12 years in Vlad, but let's be real. He wasn't as exciting as Wilder. Wilder puts asses in seats and sells pay-per-views, and, you know, he has a certain aura about him that Vlad didn't bring to the ring. Vlad was a safer boxer. Wilder takes risks. As you can see, he fired his trainer for not letting him take those risks. So, you know, I think it's a different animal.
Yeah, I think the Saudis, they've seen, you know, Andy in the Kingdom before. I think having Wilder there, knowing that Andy can work with somebody else. Yo, that's crazy. Your phone is recording everything I'm saying.
Call you, record everything.
They're spying on us, Ness.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, I think they know that Andy Wilder is going to bring excitement. And, you know, it's going to be a big commercial fight. Like, think about
it. Yeah, but that's the thing. If you take Andy Wilder and you put it in the Kingdom of Saudi, it's not the same anymore. Andy Wilder makes sense in L.A. Andy Wilder makes sense in Texas.
Andy AJ didn't make sense out there.
Exactly.
But it was still a huge event.
But that's because it's AJ. Let's be real. AJ is a global icon, so, you know, he lost. All that mattered.
Yo, they liked it enough to bring Wilder. I'm telling you, bro, it's going to be Wilder. It's going to be Wilder and AJ. I mean, Wilder and...
That's the fight they need to be paying for, but I understand giving AJ,
Ruiz,
you know, some time to rebuild.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Wilder Ruiz.
Listen, the phone lines are open if you want to call in and give us your opinion. Obviously, we are still talking Jake Paul, Tommy Fury, and the aftermath. You know, if you want to get it off your chest, a lot of people called in this morning when we weren't talking Jake Paul. So we decided to give you the ability to go ahead and call in. this fine afternoon and get it off your chest. Some of you picked Tommy. Some of you picked Jake. You know, maybe you want to celebrate. I get it. I get it.
Yeah,
outside
we
of that,
Jake.
We're talking, because I don't know if you've seen the audio. I know it's floating out there. You know, I could have done a better job of preparation maybe, but it's like these days, these fighters say so many things, we don't know what they say that's actually going to stick and then come to fruition. But Wilder, paraphrasing, obviously, did say that there's a lot going on that he can't reveal, but big things are coming, but he can't reveal it. So that's why he was out there. So it really doesn't, you know, give us much except the speculation that we've already made. And obviously you feel that the Usyk option is too far-fetched, right?
Yeah, I think that would come out of left field, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, can you think of a more exciting dance partner for Usyk? Like, I know traditionally, yes, Fury, because it's all the belts, but obviously no one's interested. Who's called into this show? You've been doing a talk show now for how many days consistently? Who calls in here beating the drum for Usyk and Fury? They just don't.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
They just don't.
I hear you.
So I don't know.
I also don't hear anybody calling in asking for Wilder Usyk.
But they have. I can definitely vouch for that they have in the past.
Oh, okay.
For real. But you're right. Maybe possibly in the time that you've been here, you know, you haven't heard that.
From the last 12 months.
No. I feel like definitely that's a CYP thing. He's called to beat the drum about that quite often, you know. But listen, they can always pay for Andy Ruiz and Hrgović.
No.
But they won't. Exactly. Exactly.
Don't nobody want to see Hrgović?
No, it's the point is, it's Wilder versus whoever that makes you excited. Wilder Hrgović, Wilder Ruiz, Wilder Fury,
man.
Wilder Usyk. That's the common denominator.
Ruiz is bigger than all those guys, though.
But you're not excited for Ruiz Hrgović. Why?
Because Hrgović is born. Wilder's exciting. Ruiz
That's
is exciting.
That's my freaking point.
And so is Ruiz, bro.
So then why? But I bet you excited for Wilder Hrgović. And then there's sparring that they could use to build it up. You see, it's the common denominator is Wilder. What? When they both was in camp with Vlad.
I know.
Oh, you ain't know. You know now. 303, if you on the line and you want to rock out, go ahead and press 1 at least one time. That's going to let me know that you want to jump on the line and voice your opinion on this matter. All right, I see you. Now I'm going to check my books, make sure I ain't got you in them. And by that, I mean our call log so that I can address you by name. If not, I will call you new caller. But we about to find out. This is a new caller. All right. 303, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Yo, bro, I'm calling out of Denver, Colorado, my homie.
What's going on, brother? What's your name?
My name's Noah, dog. I just wanted to speak on what you just said, man. Hey, man, I'm going to have to agree with Danny, homie. I'm going to say
what's
that.
What's your name?
I would like
I'm sorry.
Noah.
I'm sorry. Oh, Noah. Got it.
I have to say that now I don't really want to see Wilder Usyk, my homie. I'd rather see Tyson Usyk and stuff. But like he said, nobody's really calling in to see Wilder Usyk either, you know. But I mean, I get what you're saying. It all sells, and you know, honestly, I would like to see them all fight. But you know, this ain't a perfect world that we live in. So hell yeah, my homie, right on. I support you guys. You guys podcast the shit, my homie, and you guys got mad love out here in Denver, so that's what's up. That's my call, bro.
Appreciate you, champ. Well, there you go, Danny.
Shout out to Denver.
But he agrees with you, not me.
I've been in Denver before.
I don't know. I guess, man. I think Wilder brings that excitement.
No, he definitely does, champ. But I feel like Andy does as well. He brings the country too.
Where was his country versus his countrymen in Areola? And it was in their own land, right? Because wasn't it California?
Yeah, bro. Mismatch.
Oh, so
you need a dance
partner. Y'all only show up when there's threat?
No, they showed up, bro. They was there by the thousands. But you need a dance partner. You can get what I'm saying? Wilder know how to dance and sing.
That's right. Know? And that's why they invited him to Saudi.
Not Andy. I mean, Andy's actually been hosted in Saudi before in the kingdom as a champion.
Not now, though.
As a champion.
But that's what I'm saying. Not now. Not under this skill challenge. Actually, it was skill challenge that brought the Red Sea, right? No, the dunes. The dunes. Yeah, but that's when he was in A-side. It's different. See, Wilder has no belt, and they chose to fly him out.
Andy in the gym, champ.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I'm going to take that. All right. Is that another Denver? That can't be another Denver that fast.
And don't call in saying that fight belongs in America because, you know what I'm saying, we clearly don't appreciate it. They ain't been able to get it done. So,
Jay in Colorado. Now, at this point, the fight belongs to the highest bidder. Jay, Colorado, what up?
You got me?
Yep.
We hear you.
Yep. Shout out Ness. Shout out Danny putting in that mofo work. Try not to cuss because we had the blue. But what's the – we said y'all named three names. Y'all named Fury, Usyk, Ruiz, right? Possible like fights for Wilder, right?
Yep.
So why are we talking about the biggest fight that still never happened? Like, that's the main one we should be talking about. We should be talking about
which
the
one?
Fight. That's what you mean, which one? What's the biggest fight at the – what's been the biggest fight? Before Tyson even fought Wilder, we was having shows 5 times a week down there. Like, we know it's AJ Wilder. Like, why is that not even an option? I feel like we neglecting AJ, not even throwing him in there. I'm not even an AJ head like
well,
that.
Well, I mean,
AJ
no.
AJ got a fight lined up,
yeah,
bro.
The only reason we're not talking Anthony Joshua for some Saudi Arabia money is because he's busy rebuilding with Derrick James. They got a fight with Jermaine Franklin in London. It's just none of that makes sense.
Facts. But we don't know. We don't know when Wilder's trying to fight. We don't know the timeline. We don't know if
we know that he's available. Months. We know that he's available. That's what we know. We know he could fight for Cinco de Mayo. That's what we know. We know he's available for June. That's what we know. We know AJ's not. AJ got a fight in April. March? When he got it? When this fight?
All right, bet. AJ? So you don't think?
April 1st.
So you don't think they can come back with a – all right, they ain't going to do Juneteenth in Saudi, but – you don't think they can do, I mean, a July 4th or a July something in Saudi? Like June and July.
I mean,
July,
you tell me, is Derrick James going to take a big fight with one of the biggest punches in the history of boxing in his second fight training AJ?
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Come on, fam. Like, what? I think.
Let's do it. Tell Saudi to pay for it then.
I feel like he would have the coldest feet if it was the first one. But you got one fight in with your dude, especially if AJ looking good and hungry. Let's say AJ looking like he did, I don't know, before the Andy and all that, just looking like a dog. Of course you're going to take that. Of course you're going to take that with your fight.
How
you
going to look hungry in one fight? You going to look hungry in one fight? That's it? That's all we need now?
We need. That's all we need is one fight. If he comes in looking like he knocked dude out in 10 seconds. What are we going to say? Everybody going to go crazy. AJ back. This
what
we
going to say?
AJ.
If he knock him out in 10 seconds, I'm going to be like, damn, he ain't getting no rounds. We ain't get to see what mm-hmm. he learned under Derek. Now, I'm not crazy like you.
All right. So then, why are we talking Wilder and Saudi? He just came back. He knocked the dude out in the first round. We didn't see him get no work. He's still, like, we don't know if he recovered
we
don't, from Fury
all the way. But, bro, why you acting like we talking about Wilder and Saudi? They invited Wilder to Saudi, bro. That's not
okay,
our
so,
fault. Like, we can't talk about AJ who's not invited.
That's, like, not talking about Devin who was there.
Like, you want us to make up some shit when there's a dude, he training in America, like, you... Like, why are you mad? It's not about AJ right now.
Wilder was
invited.
It's about Deontay and getting him the best dancing partner. Then nobody bring up Andy. Y'all brought up Andy.
But
the best dancing partner
isn't AJ until he gets his tune-up, just like Wilder got his tune-up.
Okay, so right now, you telling me right now, you rather see Andy Wilder other than AJ Wilder? Be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather see Andy Wilder other than AJ Wilder right now, because AJ coming off of two back to back losses. You just wanna put a win on Wilder's resume, Padesa. That's what it looked like.
Ain't nobody just talking about the resume.
Yes,
we
you is. So why you trying
fight.
To? So
we,
so, so you want his resume to read? We, you want his resume to read? Lost to Usyk, lost to Wilder. Like that. That's some top dog shit.
I don't want nothing. I want the best to win. This is a gladiator sport. The best.
But how is that the best if you're not letting him get a tune up off of back to back losses? Let that man get a tune up. Let him be.
Family. He getting the tune up. He getting the tune up. I was just saying.
Right. So Wilder gonna get a fight in, and then they can make that fight happen.
Oh man.
Most you said let him get the tune up first.
I mean, you said tune-up. I said he going to get a fight in with Ruiz.
I said let him get the tune-up in first. And obviously, he not going to be available to Wilder for no May-June fight. Wilder needs to fight. When the last time Wilder fought? When was that Hellenius fight?
October, all the way in
October.
Come
on, champ. Like, what you trying to get him out the ring? I got to go. There's other callers. You wilding, champ. But listen, to you and anybody else, if you want to call back in, you want to have more than one call, you already know what you got to do.
Counterpunch.
How you do a counterpunch? $5 Cash App and or
$5 Super Chat.
With the words counterpunch, bring me back, whatever you want to say. But as long as you pay, then you can come back. But damn, I gave you like an hour and it's just, I don't know what case you really making. But I want to say this to CYP without checking my sheet. Right?
Yep.
Carlos.
Man, I'm sitting at the crib, right? You know what I'm saying? I got a little time. I'm watching on the big screen. I don't get to watch it.
I got to ask, like, yeah.
Damn.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Danny got to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
I forgot.
You forgot that fast?
So
you sitting
at the crib.
Yeah, he terrible.
Sitting at the crib. I'm watching on the big screen. I usually don't get to do that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all look, the studio look good and shit. I ain't gonna front. It look good on the big screen. Look good. But one thing I keep seeing that's bothering me, the comments keep coming up, and it's R. Hayes and George Foster. They can't stop talking. I'm trying to figure out what their voice sound like because it's a call-in stuff. So call in with your weird asses. One dude talking about Wilder soft fucking Fury. Now I'm trying to figure this out. Wilder gets paid to punch niggas, knocks damn near everybody out, but he's soft because he hugs a dude in person that he say he don't like. So I'm trying to figure out, if he's soft, but he got all these knockouts on his resume of grown-ass men, then what would that make you? If he's soft, what would that make you? Exactly. And then, Mr. Foster, you talking about, well, didn't AJ versus Fury do more pay-per-views than Wilder versus Layton? No, it didn't. You see, if you're going to talk, look it up. Don't be lazy. Type it in. Look it up. 50,077. Nobody knows Hellenius. Literally, nobody knows him. We know Dillian White. People still cared about Wilder versus Hellenius more than they cared about Fury versus White over here. Fact, just look it up. Oh, and Prime Talk. Look, I don't even want to go too far. I just want y'all to start calling in and stop typing so goddamn much. I'm trying to give y'all, I'm trying to give y'all props. George Foster, R. Hayes, call in and let us hear your voices. You can't be calling grown-ass men who punch for a living punks and pussies. If you scared to put your voice on file, put your voice on file. Put your voice on file. Man, chat, matter of fact, chat,
no,
rock
no,
with
him. He always making a song
file.
With
me. Put your voice on file. Yeah. Put your voice on file. I want to hear what y'all sound like, man, because y'all must be tough. But y'all probably from England, so you probably sound like two British bitches. CYPI.
Whoa. Jeez. They be getting under your skin, CYP. I'll tell you.
Yeah, CYP is easily triggered. Easily triggered.
Damn, easily? I got Hawk in Maryland. What up?
Okay. Yo, CBB, y'all can hear me?
We hear you.
Oh, man, what's up? Ringwalk and Ness putting
what
in
up?
Work. Yes, sir. Let me see. One thing, man, I meant to say earlier had me, man, what's up with this shit with the boxers, bro? Ryan Garcia and Tommy Fury. Doing that move when, you know, like when you got the little girl, you know how you got women, but when you got the small woman, the one you could pick up and carry around and everything, They jumping in niggas' arms after the fight, legs up and everything. What's up with that? What's up with that? Ain't that for when you got the little girls you can curl? You know how you got the women you can curl your way.
No, it's called,
bro,
it's called,
you know?
Straddling. It's called straddling.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, come on, bro. Really? These dudes is crazy. I meant to say that earlier, man.
Well, it was Tommy. It was Tommy did that.
He did do that.
Tommy Fury, right? And
I think that come from knowing they too big. I think that comes from knowing they way too big to do that, so they trying to help the person is actually trying to pick them up.
Hey man, if dudes need to do something else, bro. Ryan Garcia, they need to do something else. But that's a bit much. That was a bit much to me. I was like, nah, man, not again. But that's funny. But I do want to ask a question. What's the I'm just hearing that Ngannou signed with Jake Paul's company, and that was a little bit of the reason that Wilder was out there.
Oh yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, Ngannou signed with Jake Paul's company. Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. That Ngannou signed with Jake Paul's company, and Jake Paul is going to get that fight with Wilder and Ngannou. I didn't hear about Fury. I heard it was going to be Ngannou that Wilder was going to get it in with, and he signed. From what I heard, he signed with Jake Paul's company. I forgot the name of that company, but yeah. So you know, that was part of the reason he was out there. And I saw when he was out there and he spoke to Fury. I think that was a G move by Wilder to go over there like a real gangster, speak to the man, and roll out. You know, you don't put your head down, walk past him, or start yelling back and forth like no idiot. No, Wilder played it the coolest way you can play it. Go speak to the man. You know what I mean? Long before the fight anyway.
I mean, I think they're respectful with each other. You know what I'm saying? I feel like they're already respectful with each other, though.
So I don't know that's all.
I would have liked Fury to say, what you mean by the best man cheat with a win?
Oh, if he had sparked off something out there.
Nah, remember they asked Wilder who
Wilder
would win Usyk versus Fury, and he said the best cheetah.
He sure did. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. It's Fury, but you know, I don't think even if Fury had said that, Wilder wouldn't have let it go nowhere. He was in a chill mode out that joint with his lady. So everybody was out there. Yeah. Yeah, but what I'm hearing is it's Ngannou, bro. So if y'all could check on that, let me know, man, because that's what I'm hearing, that Ngannou signed with Jake Paul, and his company is trying to get that Wilder Jake Paul fight. I mean, Wilder and Ngannou fight. Yeah,
that would be decent.
Doing it both ways.
I mean, it would be bad for Ngannou. It would be good for Wilder. Bad for Ngannou.
No, both ways. They fighting in the. It's going to be a 2-fight deal. One in the ring and one in the.
Ngannou already shot that down.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they sent the one, but that's what it's supposed to be about, from what I'm hearing. So, but if y'all let it know, let me know. I mean, you know, if y'all get in, find more about it and speak on it, I'm gonna definitely be listening. So, but other than that, yeah, I'm good. TBV number one, like, subscribe. I'm out.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in. And thus, I think you should let the people know.
What should I let them know?
That this is going to be the last live show.
What?
That they see in the studio.
I
mean, you tell them shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. We'll disregard that then. But if anybody else want to call in, y'all know the number to call, 425-569-5241.
Press one time to voice your opinion. Right here, Voice of the People Hotline. So if you are on the line now and you're like, yo,
Jay Billy said he sent a counterpunch
to you. Jay Billy said he sent a counterpunch via
probably Cash App.
Let's see. Jay Billy. Is Jay Billy the dude from
where are you
Colorado?
From, champ? Let us know.
Colorado.
Let us know where you from.
Yeah, I got five from Jay Billy.
Yeah, he from Colorado. Cool.
What up, Jay?
Y'all got me?
We got you.
Yeah, and I'm back at it like a crack at it. Y'all trying to run away from this. But
never.
I'm not trying to get AJ. I'm not trying to vouch for AJ. I'm not trying to big up AJ. Like I said, I'm not even no AJ head. But at the end of the day, we still got to mention, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, he fights in April. 3 months later is June. We talking about Wilder in, I mean, 3 months later is July. We talking about Wilder in June. We can't push one back. We get so many pushbacks. We used to it now. We can't wait another month. We're not trying to see him get killed. It's the perfect moment, too. He's about to get a tune-up against Franklin. And then, boom, we can get that Saudi money. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to find Wilder the best dancing partner. And for Saudi, Wilder, his
and
first
Usyk
fight,
isn't that.
Usyk's big, yeah. It ain't Wilder AJ, though. It's not Wilder AJ.
Mm.
Like, we know.
Yo, but if AJ is fighting Franklin, why can't Wilder fight Ruiz?
Fam, he can. All I'm saying is we need to.
And then can AJ and Wilder fight each other if they both win?
Hell yeah, most def. But how long
beautiful.
Have we been waiting?
Problem solved.
Why are we not pushing? Why are we not pushing for it when this is like the best time? We looking at it right now. This is the best opportunity for this to happen than any other time in the past 5 to 7 years. Tell me not. Five to 7 years ago,
I think the best time to make it happen was when DAZN first hit the market.
Let me not say best. That was the wrong word. The easiest. Would this not be the easiest time to make this fight?
I mean, if that's the case, time will tell.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe you're right. Maybe they was there putting an offer for it.
Sorry, that's all I'm saying. I see right now, this is the easiest time to make this fight. At first, both they was on opposite sides of the street. Now one is on one side of the street, the other one roaming the streets. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we need to jump on this opportunity. I'm not saying that I want this fight next, but let's at least mention the man's name after we've been talking about him for 5 to 7 years, having shows every day. You know what I'm saying? Like, might as well.
That was then. This is now.
And right now, that fight is still big. Right now, people will still pay for that fight. I'll pay for that fight. I'll be chilling.
I got to see how he look versus Franklin, bro. Like, Franklin gave a tough time to Dillian. Like, it ain't going to be the same if you struggle, champ. But that is your 3 minutes. I gave you full 3 minutes from bell to bell. We got a bunch of new callers, but you know what you can do if you want to come on back. We going out to what looks like New Jersey. New caller, who's this?
Hello?
Hello. A62, who's this?
Going? What's going on, man? It's Inti, a.k.a. Copy Cool.
Copy Cool, what up?
What's going on, Bobby? Just choking on the big boy fighting. I mean, only fight that makes sense for AJ, man. AJ, like you said, AJ need to rebuild. Wilder need to do something with his coaches. He hasn't looked good since he fought this dude, Stavern, the first time around when he beat him for the title. He looking real stiff. He gonna get hurt. If he fights somebody of caliber, I think he's going to get hurt. I mean, he still carry that big punch, but don't nothing make sense for him right now. Like you said, he need to come back to a guy that makes sense for him, man. I would like to see him do a tune-up, too. I would like to see him do what's the boy's name? Prince Charles or something? Yeah, Prince Charles, what's his name?
Charles Martin.
Yeah, do a Charles Martin fight, you know? Get himself, get his fight, you know. That's what I'm saying. You know, they both, you know, AJ had him first, right? So why not let him do that? You know what I'm saying? Right now, AJ focusing on that kid, Franklin, which that's a tough fight for him. Let's see how he reacts. Right now,
what you think about that, Ness?
I don't know. Wasn't Martin out here?
Yeah, he been out here in the gym.
Mm. Who he training with?
Or Wilding. Everybody keep on, I don't know. Nobody talking about Wilding.
Nah, yeah, Wilding is good. I mean, I think Wilding's problem is Salida, man. I don't understand why he don't get no opportunities.
Yeah, I think right now he's one of the most underrated fighters right now. I mean, he a mover just like Tyson Fury is. He's one of the very few heavyweights that move like that. So that'll be a good, and he gave Fury a good little fight too. So that'll be a nice little look for him too, you know. But yeah, just commenting on that a little bit, you know. And then I see you guys are talking about the old boy fight, the Jake Paul fight and stuff like that. I think that, you know, that kid Tommy Fury gonna get hurt in that, and he better retire now, take the payday and walk away. Because, I mean, as an amateur, for somebody that doesn't have any fight skills to land them check hooks that Paul was and them overhand rights that he was hurting them with and get hurt with a jab, I think it's the wrong sport for you, you know. And it shows that Jake Paul got a nice little future ahead of him, you know. If he stay focused, he's still doing, he's still learning, you know. Keep fighting these little, you know, 6-0 fighters, you know. Start from the beginning, do what you're doing right now. Get your skill set up, you know. It's obviously coming along. And for you to land punches like you did on old boy, it's a sign you're doing something right, you know. The kid had what? Didn't he have like 12 amateur fights? Fury?
I don't know, but he definitely had amateur fights when
only
he was like 12? 15.
Yeah, I think he had like 12 amateur fights, if I'm not mistaken, you know. And Jake start from scratch, you know, although he an athlete. Mm. So that speaks volume of the work that he's putting in. I'm not jumping on the bandwagon or anything like that, because I care less. Them boys is going to get hurt eventually. But, you know, he could pull up like my man did, the NFL player, make a little bit of money because he fought Klitschko's trainer.
Hey.
Is Klitschko's trainer again? I forgot.
Who?
Jonathan Banks.
Jonathan Banks. Remember that NFL player that fought Jonathan Banks back in the day?
Seth Mitchell.
Yeah, there you go, Seth Mitchell. Seth Mitchell was making noise until he fought a real deal and got hurt.
Well, he fought.
So, I mean.
Nah, but wasn't it Stavern that beat Seth Mitchell first?
Nah, it was Banks. Banks beat him first.
Oh, what?
Wasn't it Banks that beat him first? If I'm not
mistaken,
it was Banks that beat him first.
I'll double check.
But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, nothing crazy. I just wanted to just touch up on the shit, you know, just kind of just put my input on that. And also, and what we was talking about earlier, I heard you was talking about Berlanga. Didn't Berlanga sign a 3-fight deal?
We don't know.
He was talking about, he talked about 3-fight deal that they promised him. They talking about Triple G, Munguia, and then if he do good with them two, they gonna play him with Alvarez.
If he get Triple G first fight, that's what's up. But that means Triple G vacating the belt. He ain't fighting Islandri Lara then.
Yeah, I know he was just talking on the interview about that he fought a 3-fight deal with a potential rematch for a 4-fight. If it works out for him, he's gonna do Munguia first, then the Triple G, then.
Man, how you start a match room and get a Munguia deal? That don't sound right. Munguia with Golden Boy.
I don't know. That's what he was talking about.
And Gennady, his own thing too. That's, I don't know. I gotta see where that interview at.
He was talking.
Hit me up. DM it to me on Twitter or Instagram. Let me get to this other call. I got Stunner, New Jersey. Shout out to New Jersey standing up. Copy, cool, salute. Stunner, Elizabeth, what up?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, what up, TBV?
Chill.
Yeah, man. All right, where to begin? All right, I'm going to start here. So I've been hearing that there's a possibility that if Fury doesn't face Usyk next, that his next option is actually going to be Andy Ruiz. Now,
Fury's next option?
Andy Ruiz.
But I'm just trying to clarify. If you're saying Fury's next option is to fight Andy Ruiz,
yes, based on what I heard today, and so, Ruiz is basically going to be next up in line if Usyk Fury doesn't happen. Now, low key, that's a good fight as far as like I think the fight would probably do well no matter where you put it. You know what I'm saying? Fury can't fight in the U.S. So you could throw that in Saudi or, you know, Philip Wembley or whatever.
Fury can't fight in the U.S. Would they do that in Mexico somewhere? Top rank? Would they take a chance with Mexico?
Nah, not enough money.
Yeah, I think if the money's there, they'll do it. But if it's not, they ain't going to do it. But isn't Canelo taking a pay cut to fight in Mexico City?
Yeah, but he's a boss. He's a boss. He got money to spare, so he could do that for his peoples. Fury trying to get the bag.
Maybe if they present it to Fury the right way, I mean, he's like, you know, erratic enough to where he'd just be like, yeah, fuck it, he'd just be like, yeah, let's do it. So,
I mean allegedly he gave up some of his check too for some sort of charity, remember?
Yeah, I mean, we never got any follow-up on that. But so if we go off his word, yeah. So yeah, that can be a...
He said if you go off his word.
Look, Ruiz, Fury, like I said, I've never really given that fight a lot of thought. But, I mean, if they announce
so,
it right
so,
now...
So you think Ruiz beats the man that beats Wilder?
As far as how the fight would go, I mean... Usyk has more things at his disposal to beat Fury with, but, I mean, like, see, here's the thing, like, Ruiz don't got the foot speed to, like, you know what I'm saying, close, look, if Ruiz can close that distance.
He ain't got the foot speed, he ain't got the height, do he got the power? Because we only seen him knock down AJ, did he knock down Parker?
I mean, nah. He stopped the other boy.
Who?
Sleshlenko.
Demitrenko. Did he stop Ariel?
No.
And they brought him out of retirement, man. I mean, did he even drop Ariola?
Nah.
Oh man, y'all kidding me? How the fuck he gonna stop Tyson? Big as hell, Fury. Tyson Fury fuck around and come in out of shape like he did for Chisora too, on purpose, because he know Andy a little butterball.
I still think,
Andy needs a solid win to get his shit back. Like right now, we don't believe you. You need more people.
Facts.
Word.
As far as Wilder, I mean, I feel like I feel like his next fight's going to be in Saudi regardless, I feel like. So whether it's in the
Why regardless?
But think about it. Apparently, they have, like, this new promotional company over there, right? It's called, like, Skills Challenge Promotions, right? So like Maslin, you know, PBC, you have a promotional company, you're going to want some type of flagship fighter that's going to, you know, draw interest. Now, Jake Paul did this thing yesterday with Tommy. You signed Wilder, you know... every fight he has, he goes viral. So it's like any.
Okay, but it ain't about signing Wilder. It's about having a dance partner for Wilder. So it's more about who he fighting.
Put like this. Nobody talks about this, but Dillon White technically is a free agent too. So, I mean, we can possibly get Wilder versus White.
That's true. That's true, but do you really want Wilder coming off? I mean, Wilder versus White when White coming off a controversial loss?
Man, right now, 2023, man, I'm just about, like, give us the fights we want. I don't really care what these guys are coming off of, lost, you know.
I like that fight, though. I still want that fight. You're right. They going to sell that shit, too. Dillon ain't going to sell that shit.
Especially, like I said, you give Dillon White a Saudi bag, he going to sell it to the moon.
I mean, he going to sell it. He going to sell it. I'm definitely with that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's my call, though. I'm sure the guys are people on it. Shout out TBV.
All right.
No one knows him. He's screaming.
Yo, remember when Luis Ortiz said that? I mean, Dylan White said that about Luis Ortiz?
No one knows him. He speaks no English.
I was tight, man. He was trying to give Luis Ortiz 250,000. We really wanted that fight. 573, brand new caller. Who this? New York. Yo, 573. Hello.
Demon. Hello.
Yo, what's up, brother? Who's this? 573. We hear you. If you just, what's your name?
Hey, how you guys doing, man? Hey, this is Pops, man. Lance McGee. I'm a coach down here in El Paso, Texas, man. Everybody in the gym at Champ Camp wants to send love. Love what you guys are doing over the airway all the way here in Texas.
Coach what?
Coach McGee.
McGee.
Yes, sir. My son's a professional. He's 8-2.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Yeah. And we got a fight March 10th here in El Paso, Texas.
Oh, nice. El Paso.
We fight out of Reno, Nevada, though, my friend. We down here. My son just got done with the Army down here, and we took up a business down here, started a gym.
What weight class is this gun?
126.
Okay. Other way.
Yeah, he's got some stuff on YouTube. You know, you guys check him out. He's the future, man. You know, before he went to the military, he did the Olympic trials. He was one fight away from fighting Shakur Stevenson. I think if he would have made it past the semifinals, he would have got with him, man. He's got over 76 amateur fights, and he's the real deal, man. He loves
what weight at amateur?
It varied all the way from 101 to 114.
Any national
121. He went to Junior Olympics Nationals in Mobile, Alabama, made it to the semifinals. You know, he didn't start until he was 12, so when he was fighting in big fights, he's going against guys that are seven-time national champions. And, you know, we obviously wouldn't tell him until after the fight, but everybody that was there would just be like, man, that's your son, you know, from Zab Judah all the way to Mayweather, because we did fight out of state, Nevada, so we'd win state regionals and then go all the way to the nationals. But, yeah, nice. I just wanted to call you guys and give you guys a shout-out. I mean, I love hearing you guys. I've been listening to you for the past couple months, and you guys are – you know your boxing, that's for sure.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling in. Let me know if you guys need a banner in that gym, man. We'll send one out to you.
Hey, could use one. We'll put it up. You know that.
DM me, and we'll get it.
Look us up on Champ Camp. We're the only one in El Paso, Texas.
All right, brother. DM me if you're serious, and we'll get it going.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you for calling in. And if you want to call the numbers above our head, 1-425-569-5241, press 1 one time, voice your opinion. If you're on the line and you feel like, hey, why hasn't he gone to me? That means you haven't pressed 1, and you haven't gotten an opportunity to voice your opinion. There you go. In Delaware, new caller. Who's this?
This is Terrence. Terrence from Delaware.
Cash or Chaz?
Nah, Rex. You can just call me Rex, man. R-E-X. Can you hear me?
Perfect.
Yeah, we hear
go
you.
Go for it, Rex. Apologies.
Hey, man, listen. I want to tell y'all, I've been listening to y'all channel for a while now. You guys like my favorite guys. Like, you guys know your boxing. I appreciate you guys, man. Big time.
Appreciate you and the kind words,
champ. Appreciate you tuning in, champ.
I see the topic is Wilder. I'm a big fan of Wilder. I think the people y'all laid out for him to fight, you couldn't do any better. And I see people calling and talking about the AJ fight, and I really agree with y'all because, like you said, AJ needs a tune-up right now for the fight to even be what it's supposed to be. Hopefully we get it. I don't know, but I'm really looking forward to, not to switch subject, but really looking forward to this Tank Ryan Garcia fight. I'm flying out there. I went to the last fight in D.C. It was so lit, my guy. I'm telling you, that thing, it was everything. So I can't wait to – I don't know where they're going to have that. People keep talking about T-Mobile, you know, MGM, maybe the Raiders Stadium, but, like, I'm on some time. I'm trying to book my room now. I know all them hotels are all within the same, like, 5-mile radius, but I'm really looking forward to that fight. big time. I think it's going to be
Tank said T-Mobile on Twitter. He was replying to one of his fans. I don't know how truthful that is, but it's definitely screenshotted and on our Instagram. He said T-Mobile. I feel like T-Mobile is definitely the better venue. MGM, I guess I like that because it's all indoors, but and kind of attached.
Right, to the hotel.
But T-Mobile is like this big bowl. It feels like an arena almost.
Yeah, no,
oh, yeah.
It is.
I've never been there. I've never been there before.
Damn, but why is only 20 then?
Bro, because that's what arenas hold, brother.
Oh, because it ain't a stadium, you're saying. All
correct,
right.
Yep.
I've never been there before. Is it like that, the T-Mobile?
I mean, Canelo fought there twice, right? Didn't he fight Triple G there twice?
Yeah, all three times.
Yeah.
Have you all been there? Is it dope?
Hell yeah, I've been there. I've been all over that motherfucker. They got us in the private room and that shit. That shit was right. I'm telling you, it's nice.
I heard that shit. Y'all would take that over
speaking
the Raiders stadium.
We out here doing squats and shit. Say what?
Would y'all take that over the Raiders stadium?
Nah, I mean, I'd rather get the Raiders stadium so we finally get a fight in there.
I heard that. Well, listen, man, I just want to call in to give you guys your flowers. I love you guys, man. Y'all do a great job. Keep on doing your thing, man. Hopefully I can get in another time. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate it. Let me get a screen share, gentlemen. Look at this shit. Damn it, man. Fucking Drake. Drake is all your fucking fault, man. Drake would have never bet. If you would have just never bet. Come on, let me get a screen share. Oh, man, it ain't working. Son of a gun. Fucking Drake, man. If Drake would have never bet, we'd have won, bro. We'd have won.
I can't blame Drake, though. Shit happens.
Whatever's, man.
Whatever's, man. Why are you so salty, Ness?
It's connected, but whatever. Whatever. It is what it is. I was going to show y'all this other video of the 989 assassin doing all the squats and shit. He out here looking a little slimmer.
Who's that? The 989 assassin.
But you
assassin.
Can tell he eating. He ain't doing no sit-ups. Can't be doing no sit-ups like that. 989 assassin is the person that's fighting Anthony Joshua, Jermaine Franklin. Okay, looks like we got LV Slugger on the line. What up?
TBV, fellas, how it sound?
Straight.
I'm straight. Yeah, man. Nice little event to pay. I mean, I'm gonna just say, you know, they did Jake Paul time, you know, they did their thing, you know, on Sunday. You know, not much going on this weekend in sports, you know, and they had a little event over there in Saudi. So, you know, shout out to them, you know, for bringing it out, you know, having the boxing world talk about it. But, you know, it's just an event. You know, it's just that. You know what I'm saying? I don't see neither as being, you know, top of neither. And they're of
you
respect to weight class. Hello? You hear me?
You fire sticked it?
Oh, absolutely. That's a fucking loot. But, yeah, man, shout out to them.
You said
that's shout
a
out
fucking
that's
movie.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
God is watching, man.
Hey, yeah, man. Hey, but look, man, shout out to them, man. They did their thing, man. You know what I'm saying? That, like I said, had people talking, but, yo, man, Jake Paul surprised me, man. Like, I ain't going to just say, you know, because I don't really rate Tommy as high, you know, like that. But, you know what I'm saying? I feel like they both
But didn't
on,
Tommy
on
show
evil.
You something, though? But then Tommy,
oh,
like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
don't rate
yeah.
Tommy, but then he get in there and he show you boxing
he
skill.
Do,
like,
yeah,
I
he
get...
do boxing, yeah, moving and all that shit. Yeah, that shit did look kind of, because I ain't used to seeing that for him. So, you know what I'm saying? But it was the man across from him, you know what I'm saying? Jake being a YouTube star he is, you know what I'm saying? It may look that good against somebody like that.
You mean a boxing
but
star
Jake,
that he is.
Okay, I mean, whatever you want to say, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
He got seven pay-per-views under his belt.
Yeah, that's
man.
What I'm saying. Shout out. That's what I'm saying. Shout out to him. You know, he is getting in that ring. So, I mean, if you want to say that, that's what it is. But like I said, a YouTube star turned boxer. How about that? YouTube star okay. turned boxer. He in the ring, so I can't, who am I to say he ain't no boxer? So I get what you're saying. So like I said, YouTube star turned boxer. You know, he doing his thing, man. Let's see if he going to come back from it or what route he decides to go after suffering his first L. You know what I'm saying? Tommy, I'm not sure where he go. He's talking about he want a rematch. So, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what they do, man. But like I said, it was just a nice little event. You know, had people entertained, man. But let's see where they go next with it. You know what I'm saying? But to the Wilder news, man, that was exciting to see, you know, seeing him out there in Saudi. You know what I'm saying? Had that little interaction with Fury. You know what I'm saying? And hearing a little business opportunities from Saudi and, you know, trying to get the bag. You know what I'm saying? He already
what
said.
What you think it is, though? What's your speculation? What you think it is?
I don't know, man. I can't, like you said, he you can't really tell, man. I don't know what opponent they'll do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't even tell, man. I don't know if Usyk really be a possibility. I know Usyk, Fury, and negotiations. I don't know how that's going, but, you know, if as me being a fan, you know, I would want the Usyk fight. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not sure where they go with it. You know what I'm saying? Dillian White been real quiet. You know, they got their little back and forth. You know what I'm saying? They might try to do that over there. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just excited to see them back. You know what I'm saying? Right, hopefully they gonna get the deal done so we can just see him back in the ring, you know, regardless of Wilder, you know, how people think of him. I do think he is one of the biggest stars in boxing, not just heavyweights, but in boxing. You know, we've seen the 71,000. People gonna take that and run with it, but, you know, at least he's on pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it was a lot going on that night to cause him, you know, I feel like to do that low number of 71,000. You had two other undisputed fights that same night, so. You know what I mean? But, yeah, man, I'm excited to see him come back. You know, hopefully it is in Saudi. You know, get him, get that bag over there, because they definitely giving that bag out over there. So I'm not sure where he goes, but the top three names I would like next for him, if he can't get one of them champions, is, of course, AJ. But I know he got Jermaine Franklin coming up, so I know that's not. But this is my top three. Andy. I still want the Andy fight, if they can make that some way. And Dillian White, man, like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they had their little back and forth. You know what I'm saying? I think it'll be a good little build-up. You know, like I've been saying before, the Fury losses. And I still think to this day, I still think Wilder sleeps White in one round. You know, that's a one-round fight. But, you know, like I said, I just want to see it for the build-up. But, yeah, man, that's all I really got, man. Hopefully they give us an announcement sometime soon. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, what route he decides to go next, man. But, yeah, that's all I got.
All right, brother. Man. Thanks for calling in. C-Dub. LV. Well, I thought that was C-Dub. I was waiting for him to say statue shit.
Who up next?
Up next, looking like Tommy in Florida.
What up,
Tommy? You out there? You still out there in Florida?
I'm in Georgia right now.
When you get back?
Maybe later tonight.
Yo, set that up. I'm coming through.
I go to trying to go to St. Pete Boxing.
Come on, man. What's understood ain't got to be said.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the boxing boys. For the topic, I think the Wilder White fight probably can be first, then probably AJ, and then, you know, we'll see what happens from there. It's kind of only two fights, because Wilder said something in the interview like there's something people have been waiting on. So it's only two fights I can think about, which is either AJ first and Dillian White second. And they both coming off wins, and their last loss was to Fury, both of them. So that's probably it. But what I really caught about in this was earlier somebody was trying to say that Ryan ain't one of the top fighters. And, you know, Danny had his little words and whatever, but the dude that called, he right. You know, if you, no matter what weight class you in, bro, if you are in the top 10 of your weight class, you are considered one of the best in the world in your division. Like, you're not the best. You probably won't be the favorite, compared to, you know, whoever in the top five. But if you're in the top 10, bro, you one of the best in your division. It's not a lot of people that be picked, you know, picked over you. So, and that's one thing about boxing. I feel like people got to stop just because you're not, you know, if you're not Haney Shakur at 135, that means you ain't the best or you ain't one of the best. Like, if you're in the top 10, that's always a solid fight. If it's a top 10 opponent versus top 10 opponent, it's always a solid fight. It may not be the fight that you or a certain person may want at that time, but it's always still a good fight, and it's still one of the best fighting one of the best. So that was my call, man. But y'all take it easy.
All right, brother.
Appreciate you, man. Keep it sunny out in Florida. Looks like we got someone in the 412 on the line. Let me see who's that. Actually, we got Valley Savage. What up?
Yo, how it sound?
You sound straight. Yo, so Shadeza texted me this morning and said that something about that the girl looks different from the girl in the video. She said she didn't look like this when I sparred her. She looks different. There is a video on my page.
Yeah, maybe because it was. I think it was like a little bit over a year ago. Mm. I think it was. I'm not sure. It was a while ago, man. I don't know. It's been a crazy year, man. But I mean, at least, but you saw the video. That's definitely Shadeja, and I know that's definitely Bumblebee. And I think she was like 120 going into that. With Shadeja, no fear, bro, none.
I doubt my girl was going full power on her.
Oh yeah, no,
you could tell,
sure,
she was working with her.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, how many boxers we heard call in or you talked to that said like Shadeja punched like a man, bro? She punched like a man. You saw what she did to you. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, she did though. That shit was no joke. That's how I first learned her double left look is her landing that shit on me.
Fuck you up, bro. Nah, but what y'all talking about, the Saudi money?
Saudi money, that possibility of them Wilder options out there. They invited him out there. They invited Devin Haney out there. Haney talking about he want Loma out there. You know, Saudi talking about they want to turn it into the new Vegas. You know, Jake Paul, Tommy Fury rematch, probably back out there.
Listen, I mean, I don't know about Danny. I mean, Danny loved to go to the fights and stuff like that, but for you, I'm sure you don't care. You like me. Like, I just want to see the fights at this point. I'm tired of money being a problem. I'm tired of it, man. If Saudi got the money and they're going to put it on for us, let them do it. Let them do it. And another thing, didn't in the post-fight interview at the Loma's last fight, didn't he say when he said that Devin was a heavyweight and all that, didn't he say that Devin was an A-side and whatever he says goes? Didn't he say that?
He said.
So what's the problem?
The problem is that, you know, the B side somehow believes he should have a say where the fight happens, even though he's a voluntary defense and not a mandatory, and this just doesn't make sense, you know? Like, Yeardom didn't tell Canelo he couldn't fight in Miami.
Yo, it's crazy, man. I knew it too, cause my man is a big Loma fan, and he was like, "See, he's accepting his role, this, and that." I'm like, "Bro, they had that boy on a pedestal for too long. He ain't about to come down for nothing." Yeah, he's talking that right after the fight because Devin's right there, everybody's watching. But I knew behind the scenes, this is what was gonna happen. Devin need to pull rank. Bill Haney need to pull rank, man. We the A-side. We had to go to Australia, do it twice, almost didn't let his father in. Nah, man. If Saudi want that money and Devin wants to go there should be nothing else to talk about. You the B-side, so act
yeah,
like
Yeah, I mean, I think that Loma is like, well, give me some. But again, it's like you are the B-side getting the voluntary shot at all the belts. Like, you know, your maximum is being met already. Like, you want more than your maximum.
And like you said, he's not a mandatory, bro. You're a voluntary. You're a voluntary B-side. You got to act like it, man. Take whatever it is that you agree to in a contract. Accept that you're the B-side and he's the A, and let's fucking fight, man. And I don't give a damn if they put every fight in Saudi. I want to go to fights, too, but I want to see the fight. I'd rather see the fight from my couch than not see the fight at all. So Yo, hit that like and subscribe, man. I'm out.
All right, brother. Ted. Thank you for calling in.
I agree. Long as the fight happens.
Yeah, me too. Like, I agree with what he says. He's got me pretty much to a T. He knows that Danny would rather be at the fight. I just want to watch the fight from the best seat in the house, which is right here. You know, I was telling Danny that, you know, we could actually watch Tank and Ryan right here. Like,
right here. Yeah.
Get that big ass. They got like a 95-inch over there. Matter of fact, we got to move those. Like, yo, get those out of there. You know what I'm saying? Put the TV dead smack in the center and watch it up in here. But I do want to remind you guys, we are going to be having an appreciation night because that Tank Ryan fight is such a big fight, and I know it's going to bring everybody out. Not only would it bring out the stars, but it'll also bring out the fight fans and a lot of our audience. And what that means is, let me see, maybe I should have prepared for this little announcement because then I can have found my winners to all of our, what do you call that, you know, categories, like callers of the year and things like that. Mm. So we'll be giving those guys awards the night of. So we, you know, if you want to win and receive your award, then you know, I must implore you to come through. If not, we won't be giving it to you. How about that? That was so long ago. I really hope Brandon has that, because if I have to scroll through Patreon to find that, it's going to be tough. But last call for alcohol. If you want to call in, now is the time.
If you are
on the line, you're like, bro, but I'm right here. Why you ain't go? That means you haven't pressed one. Just hit that one time. And then that'll notify me. There you go. See? It's like I got to tell y'all, but it's okay. I don't mind telling you. I tell you that.
Gotta remind them that.
Yeah. Not everybody knows, especially new callers, which I'm assuming you might be a new caller in the 319. Who's this?
Hey, what's up, Foos? How y'all doing?
Who's this, brother? How are you? We're good.
Good. This is AB, bro. That's what they call me out here. I'm out here in Colorado, Denver.
AB, what it do?
What's up, man? Nah, I feel like you guys should say category for the morning, man. I was all hyped for the Ryan and Davis, but all these fools hopped on talking about Jake Paul. But you know, anyways, you know, I just thought I was gonna call in the morning. But man, I'm excited for this. This Ryan and Davis fight, man, I feel like it's going to be a big fight. I mean, I don't see how anybody calling in about this fight, but, I mean, a couple people called in, but, you know, I'm excited for this fight. And with this whole Wilder stuff, too, I mean, I don't really care what Wilder fights, man. I just want boxing to be back. You know, it's been real quiet for boxing the past couple months, you know, so I'm excited for any fight that's come. But, yeah, that's it, man. Keep up the good job, man.
Champ. I hate to ask one more time what you said your name was?
AB,
got you down, man. AB in Denver, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate the call, champ. Let's go.
Appreciate it. I appreciate everybody that calls in. First-time callers are the best callers. We appreciate you, you know, taking the courage to call into the show. You know the number, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. We got Count Drago with a super chat that says, like Wilder versus White, think it will sell, especially if you have a good undercard like Ortiz versus Zora. PBC and DAZN need names casuals know on the mid-card. That's a $5 super chat from Count Drago.
Let's go. Appreciate
Shout out
the support,
to him. And, yep, that's it. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. NestGTO, Instagram and Twitter.
Ringvogue Danny, Instagram and Twitter. We are the Boxing Boys. Catch us on the next one.
Arrivederci.
Peace.
I'm not trying to vouch for AJ. I'm not trying to.
Then this is now building.
I'll pay for that fight. I'll be feeling.
I gotta see how he looks. I gotta see how he looks.
Shout out TBV.
No one knows him. Speaks no English.
Yo, remember when Louis O'Cee?
No one knows him. Speaks no English.
Yo, remember when Louis O'Cee said that? I mean, Dylan White said that about Louis O'Cee?
No one knows him. Speaks no English.
I was.
No one knows him. Speaks no English.